what I'm doing in this tune is I'm keeping a fairly constant bass going. You know, your standard ragtime alternating bass. I'm playing a tune over the top. I'm playing with a thumb pick on this one. I find it a little bit easier. So I'm using the thumb pick and my first two fingers. Again, it's good to put a little expression into the tune with vibrato if you can on some of the notes. You can't do it on all the notes. But on some of the notes, because the tuning is down, the strings move quite easily sideways. Again, because of the tuning, it's nice to let the strings ring. And it creates a more authentic sound, I think, anyway. We're also using a lot of trills and pull-offs in this tune. And a lot of hammers-on. And I think a lot of the dynamism of this tune will come from the way you can hammer some of the notes on, particularly these ones in the first part. And in the second part, the basic hammer-ons here. If you can really slap those on, it really adds a lot of push to the tune. Okay, also in the second part of the tune, you have to slide up a position here. It's the only part of the tune that's really out of the first position. You have to do a slide up into the second position, on the second part of the tune here. You have to slide up with your index finger from 2nd fret to 4th fret. Slide there. And really, there's a lot of hammer-ons and pull-offs in the second part of this tune. There's not that much right-hand picking, really. Can you hear all those hammer-ons here? That's mostly hammered on or pulled off, and I think it gives a better sound. It sounds less mechanical than if you're picking each note. It sounds a little trite and Victorian and boring, so all your hammers and pulls and trills and things will give the tune much more character. Also, while you're doing that, you're keeping the bass going. When you're really getting the hang of this and you're starting to get a bit wild, you can then start to throw in the open top string while you're playing the first part of the melody. Before, we were playing like this. If you throw in the top string open and let it ring a bit over the first part, it sounds more like the fiddle arrangement. There's a similar fingering, I think, on the fiddle where you can get the same thing. It just makes it a little wilder if the party's going well.